Welcome back and Merry Christmas and Light and Christmas for this week's episode of the podcast, because I have been most definitely busy. But this week I wanted to do an update on Christmas and stuff. Waited a week and wanted to touch on last week and how I got that response back from Target stores. And they were very snarky about it, and people started commenting, "Be thankful, blah, blah, blah." I deleted my comment, and never even read the other people's comment. It came up on my phone, so they're just being a bitch. Anyway, but I ended up getting, so for Christmas, and we're going to have on the podcast. I think this week, we're going to sit down for 5 minutes, and I'm going to interview her. This is counting for the week of 1-1-2019. And then for the week of 1-7-2019, we will have Connie Drought on. So I wanted to talk about crossword books. Now I have about, I may be pushing 100 crossword books. But every Christmas, starting in 2016, when the obsession really kicked off, my grandma, Connie Drought, you've heard her many times, her reference many times, got me a crossword book in 2016. She lived over in another part of town near a Walmart store. And it was called Penny Press Family Variety Puzzles and Games with Crossboards. It's one of two different books. There's a Family Variety Puzzles regular, and then the Plus Crossboards. She got me the Plus Crossboards. So that became the yearly Christmas book. Then the next year, I went with her to pick out the crossword book, because I just had time when we picked it out the Christmas gifts for the family. Again, we went to a different store. They had it. But this year was a little different. She moved closer to us, and she ended up going to our local Walmart. And she went, and they had a book called Film Approved or Family or Variety Puzzles and Games or something. One of the little books, 128-page book for $4.99 a piece. She got one of those from it. Didn't even tag it as have a lot. I don't care. So we'll have her tag it this week. But anyway, it was a different book. So I had gone to a local superstore. You know, we're making this very vague so I don't give out location information. So I went to a local superstore. Yeah. What is it? Supercenter, whatever. Local store. And I, last Saturday or Sunday. Honestly, I can't remember. And I was going through the crossword books. It may have been Friday night. No, it wasn't Friday. It was Saturday night. Anyway, I ended up looking through the crossword books and found that they had that Family Variety Puzzles and Games book that I wanted. But the only downside to that thing is that the crossword book is old. So I had a little cash, but I didn't feel like spending it on that. So I hid it behind another book and left. And then I got money for Christmas, and then I went back to the store. I'm like, I'll look and see. Sure enough, it was there, so I bought it. But then there's another crossword book debacle. So there used to be this title called Classic Variety Puzzles and Crosswords. And they would do jumbo specials 3 times a year. February, June, and November. By $7.99, 258 pages. I love that book. That was the original crossword book we got, and we got it at our local Target. And let me tell you, so Target, you see in the news, they're going to remodel 1,000 of their 1,800 stores by 2020. So there's going to be a lot of remodeling done this year. So I went to our local Target, and I just got in a book there back in February and April, and what was the other date I got there? Oh, January. So I'd gotten those. That was for 4 remodels, and then was another one in April or May, and they had the June, so I got that. So then I'm on the hunt for this book. Now, there's a website called magfinder.com, amazing website. I use it all the time. And they rated this book. They can show you where to get it. So I went to three Targets in the area. They removed their book section. There was one that I don't think carried it, but still had a book section. But I hadn't been back and looked at their book section since actually January 8th, 2018. So, a year ago. And even then I remember they didn't have that book. So then I'm on the hunt, basically, to find this one crossword book. I called probably all the Targets around our interstate loop. I called three or four Walmarts to find the family variety and the classic variety. I called all the Targets, called all the Walmarts, most Walmarts. I went to see if they could hold it for us and we could pick it up and pay. They don't stock it. And finally, at the Colerain Township location in my state, the manager finally said, "How many of you called?" I said, "I've called about everyone on the local outer belt loop." He's like, "In the remodel, we've lost all of our book sections. Like, you're not going to find this." I'm like, "I wish I would have called there first." I was calling managers everywhere. So then I'm like, "I'll go out on a whim and I'll go to the store." And sure enough, I get there. Not only is the book I hid behind there, there's two other crossword books I like in the classic variety. It cost me $30 because I bought a pack of pens, my favorite pens, with my books. But yeah, talk about a rigmarole. So that's all for this week's episode. Next week, we will do more. Again, this week's episode will be Connie Drought interview. All right, thank you. Bye-bye.